You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. The State of the Union address is tonight, Tony. What's the state of our union?
I'm Tony Kornheiser, ethically non-monogamous.
Oh,
you can see
okay.
Other people.
Oh,
like Frank Isola.
Yeah,
you can see Frank Isola. I can see Pablo.
I got you,
but not Levitard. No,
no, Levitard is—he's been friend-zoned in like 20 years ago.
Can't be
friend-zoned.
Yeah, it's over.
Friend-zoned for Levitard.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the U.S. women's slosh to victory. Duke lands another top recruit, and Jake Paul plans to fight Mike Tyson.
Whoa!
But we begin today with the news that Karl Anthony Towns has been diagnosed with a torn meniscus in his left knee and will be out indefinitely. Towns is averaging 22 points and 8 rebounds. He's shooting 51% from the field and 42% from three. Towns has helped Minnesota to the best record in the West. Wilbon, where does this leave the first-place Timberwolves with 20 games left in the season?
Tony, it leaves him in a bad spot. It just does. There's no getting around it. Karl Anthony Towns is the senior member of that team, and he's valued. He's a terrific player. He may not be all league, but he's, you know, all-star caliber and has been for a while. I mean, he's 7 feet tall. He can shoot it. He helps defend. The size alone helps give Minnesota an advantage over teams in the West, and it helps them against Denver if they were to play against Denver. The size, so much of it. Now, we don't know how long he's going to be out. We just don't know. This is the reality of meniscus injuries. You don't know what's going to happen. You know, rest, treatment, repair, surgery, you don't know, and this is not just his situation. The one thing Minnesota can go to, Tony, is Naz Reid. Maybe the best big man off the bench in the NBA, certainly one of them. He can help them. He can help them for a while. But they would need him and Karl Anthony Towns to really mount a challenge at the top of the West and in the Western Conference playoffs. So I just feel bad, Tony. The Timberwolves have played so well. They've emerged. Anthony Edwards has emerged as an MVP candidate to me. And it makes the NBA less interesting if Karl Anthony Towns has to miss significant time.
So I should state that it is The Athletic that is reporting that the meniscus is torn. This strikes me as what happened to Philadelphia when Joel Embiid went out, sort of. Because I understand that Karl Anthony Towns is not as good as Joel Embiid, and that they also have Rudy Gobert to occupy the same space on the court that Karl Anthony Towns would occupy. And as you're saying, Anthony Edwards is the best player on that team. But if he's out a long time or it affects him during the playoffs, it's a crippling situation for that team.
It is.
Because Karl Anthony Towns is finally having a healthy career year. And he is something that really doesn't exist all around the league. In the top 23-point shooters, he's the only one listed as a center. So to me, this is a really big deal.
Huge deal.
And a bad deal. But again, we don't know how long he's going to be out. We don't know that.
No. So. Just disappointing. Minnesota was fun to watch. And I know because of certain social ties, you like Minnesota and you root for them. And I just like to watch them. They've become exciting. New addition. It's been a long time up there, too. Since Kevin Garnett. Long time they've been waiting in Minnesota.
Here's one thing to say.
What's that?
If they were a team like Golden State and they had 6 or 7 experiences going all the way to the finals, you would say, okay, you can compensate for this maybe.
But they don't.
They don't have that.
No.
Don't have that.
Downer. Ugh. Let's move to men's college basketball. Duke just received a commitment from 7'2" Kaman Maluwach, who plays for the NBA Academy in Senegal. The 17-year-old has starred at high school camps both here and abroad. And top high schooler Cooper Flagg from Maine is already committed to the Blue Devils. Tone, which recruit intrigues you more, and will these players at Duke put some of the star power back into men's college basketball next season.
So the first thing you have to say is big ups to John Shire. I mean, wow, he has shown he can really recruit as the head coach at Duke. I haven't seen either of these kids play in real games, so I can't comment on their games. I mean, that really wouldn't be fair, but I've read about them. Malawach is a refugee from a war in South Sudan and is being compared to Victor Wembanyama. Flagg is from a small town in Maine where there's probably more moose than people. So they don't figure as your top one and two in a recruiting class necessarily. I have watched their highlight tapes. But Mike, you and I would look good in a highlight tape. So I don't know what that means. I will say this. This makes me very happy for men's college basketball. Okay? Because this is the advanced drumbeat on potential stars that you're going to want to see at least for next year. And they're going to an elite program. They're going to Duke, right? So this is a big deal out there. Basketball's better when Duke is great. There's Duke, there's North Carolina, there's Kentucky. It's the Yankees, the Dodgers,
Kansas,
and the Red
Sox.
Don't
forget Kansas now.
Duke, well, I'm not putting them in that thing historically. Maybe I'm wrong about that. All right, then I'll add another baseball team down the road. But what I would say is that people either love or hate Duke, but they bring people to television sets.
Tony, they do. I know way too much about Cooper Flagg because it's a 16-year-old high school basketball fanatic living in my house. And I hear, Dad, Cooper Flagg is one of the 10 greatest high school basketball players. Like, shut up. Stop right now. And I understand there's the recency bias, and that's good for men's college basketball today, as you say, Tony. Tony, men's college basketball, I don't think there's a one-year fix. I don't. Good for John Shire, Chicago's own, that he's doing this following Mike Krzyzewski, which, as we know, is so difficult at anywhere to replace, like, the all-time great and to keep it going. So good for them, Tony. And it's good if you can have any help to college basketball. But, Tone, you can draw a straight line back now. We're going to talk about Ben Simmons in a minute. And you can go back even just, you know, those last dozen years. And you say, no, these one-and-dones, they don't do it. It doesn't happen. Zion, it doesn't. It provides it for a minute and a half. And men's college basketball has fallen off, Tony.
But I think this leans towards what Jay Billis was saying the other day, that there's a lull last year and a lull this year, but it can
Hope
come back.
Right.
When a great program like Duke brings in people that you want to see, that's a different story. Well, you got two. They got two
more than one
Duke.
Program. More than one program.
Well, you got other programs. You're going to love this. We're going old school today. We're ending the A's on a boxing story like we used
to. Love that.
Mike Tyson is going back in the ring. Yes, Mike Tyson at 58 will fight 27-year-old Jake Paul, who you remember from your YouTube surfing, I'm sure. It will be in July at Jerry World. At Jerry World. It'll be live on Netflix. Wilbon, you've got to be intrigued by this.
Look, anytime you say Mike Tyson and boxing and in the ring, even at 58, because, Tony, the sport is just, it's gone to hell. It doesn't exist at the level you and I obsessed over it from birth until whatever, 15 years ago. So, yes, Mike Tyson, you know what I do now, Tony, on my Instagram feed somehow? Mike Tyson knockouts come up. Various Mike Tyson knockout clips, reels. I immediately send these to younger people. I say, look at this. Don't tell me about MMA. Look at Mike Tyson. Look at him knock people out, starch them within a minute of a first round. These things were so exciting. And I saw Mike Tyson back to the box office. We know Mike, and we like to see this. But, Tony, I'm going to watch. I'm not going to lie. But this Paul guy, I mean, part of me just wants Tyson to literally knock him out in some comic way out of the ring like they used to have in the cartoons. Yeah. But I'm intrigued. Yes.
My first reaction was, I got to get Netflix. And my second reaction was, Is this actually going to happen? Is this going to be a real boxing match, or is it going to be some exhibition where they wear headgear and they're one-minute rounds? But I would watch this. Mike, in July, I would watch this ahead of the Wimbledon final. I would do that. Mike Tyson is 58. This other guy, I would. This other guy, Jake Paul, is 27.
Knocked
so that's
out Nate Robinson.
30 years.
Nate Robinson's still unconscious.
He's knocked out a bunch of people. His brother, I think, is in the WWE. So I'm willing to believe that Jake Paul is a tough kid who knows what he's doing. So the question becomes for me, how much does Mike Tyson have left at this ridiculous age to box at 58? Because if he's got a lot left, that's the end of Jake Paul. That's the end of Chris Paul. Because this is Mike Tyson. This isn't some guy from the Food Lion. But I don't know. Jake Paul probably isn't afraid of him. You and I are afraid of him.
Yes.
We watched him.
Today.
We saw him.
We know. We were
there.
We
saw him.
Ringside, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boxing. We miss boxing. We do.
We would root. Let's take a break. Coming up, what's the word for the field the U.S. women won on last night?
Ugh, that's the word. And should Jason Kelce be a more prized television prospect than Bill Belichick? Wow.
I mean, I think everybody over 50 would watch Tyson, right?
Yeah.
You'd watch it. Yeah.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Time to pit fab vocab against drab vocab. And what's the word? What's first?
Last night's win for the U.S. women over Canada was blank.
My word is soggy. San Diego was deluged by rain. That field was a pond. If the ball went up in the air and then landed, it didn't go anywhere. It was lift clean in place in golf. I mean, it was really terrible. The first United States goal was as a direct result of the field. Because the Canadian goalie thought that the ball would come to her, and it did not do that. A lot of people, Mike, said they shouldn't have played that game.
My feeling is soccer plays
in this stuff. A couple of days ago in Utah, they played in the snow. And the final,
was
2-2, and then they went to penalty kicks. So it doesn't seem to me like there was an advantage or a disadvantage from the field. I would say it's a weird game, but not an unsatisfying game.
Not unsatisfying, Tony, but I'm going to say unfortunate. Because you want to see that game played between those two participants. And I know the U.S. has owned Canada, you know, historically. I get it. But I want to see that game played in better conditions. And by the way, whatever Julie Foudy says, that's what soccer should do on every note. That game should have been postponed. San Diego has that much rain? Are you kidding me?
That's weird.
That was unbelievable. You look at that, you go, that's not San Diego. Yeah. This is some sort of, you know, fake situation, film editing. No, it was San Diego. Turned it on last night and couldn't believe, and I watched some of it. No, Tony, it's unfortunate to have two teams that are that good and, you know, have to compete in that situation. I'm not saying it was unfair to either side. I'm not saying the result wasn't legitimate. I'm not saying that either.
Right.
I just want to see it played in better conditions. The snow thing was stupid, too. That was dumb. Come on, soccer. Wise up. Think
this is what I think soccer has been doing for a while. What's next?
It's blank that Jason Kelce is reportedly more in demand than Bill Belichick for a broadcast job.
It's understandable. Jason Kelce likes to talk. He's on that podcast with his brother. He's a character. You remember when he took his shirt off in the box at Kansas City. It feels to me like Jason Kelce would be good at this. I don't have that feeling from Belichick. Belichick doesn't like when you ask him questions. Belichick doesn't like when you challenge him at all. I mean, I don't see Belichick doing well on a sit-around show because I think he would be disdainful. You can't honestly believe, Mike, even though you like Belichick, that he's some sort of happy elf. I mean, that's not who he is. If you put him in a situation because he's really smart with somebody he respects, like Nick Saban, that might be great television, but not this. So I understand why Kelce is preferred.
Tony, it's easy peasy. It's too easy, and people aren't discerning anymore. They do what's easy and usually stupid. This would not be stupid because Jason Kelce's going to be great. Let's just put that aside.
Yeah.
Jason Kelce, you can put him on a set five wide, although I'm sick of those. You can put him in a game, but Jason Kelce's going to be great. But Bill Belichick's going to be great too, all right? Do you see that NFL 100 players of all time where Bill Belichick's sitting there with the Eisen or whoever he's with? Tony, come on now. Belichick in a hoodie when he doesn't want to talk is hell. He's awful.
That's right.
Belichick getting a paycheck to talk in that top 100, there's no living person who's as smart and as chatty as Bill Belichick on those 100 people. And if
you
put Bill Belichick the day after in his own booth.
Do you see him in a sit-around?
No, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that.
That's different.
I don't want to see Belichick with others. Look, Tony.
Yeah.
Tony, I'm going to remind you of something. I've actually had a couple of private sit-downs and sessions with Bill Belichick.
You like him more than I do.
Smart, engaging, critical, unbelievably insightful. Come on now. He does that because he doesn't want to, because he's angry somebody took his suits away.
This is a report, by the way.
By Andrew Marchand of The Athletic. Bill Belichick and Travis Kelce in the proper context, and Peyton Manning would figure that out for Belichick, they both will be great. Come on now.
It's different. Not in a sit-around.
I don't want to sit around. The hell with a sit-around. There's too many of those anyway.
Let's take one last break.
You
were in a sit-around. They pay you to be in a sit-around.
We don't want him with us either.
Countdown, baby. Still to come. You don't want Belichick with you?
No.
Another season ends early for Ben Simmons. If you don't want him with you, then don't push him on me.
Just with me.
I'm pushing my meat.
Belichick and me. I'd do that. An AFC team shows interest in Russell Wilson. Ha!
Talk about Shangoon with Belichick. Big Shangoon fan.
Shangoon's up.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 72nd birthday, Lynn Swann. The Hall of Fame wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers was a great player in college at USC, even better in the NFL. Swann on one side, John Stallworth on the other. They were on four Super Bowl winning teams. Swann was the MVP of Super Bowl X when Pittsburgh beat Dallas 21-17. Swann had four catches for 161 yards and a fourth quarter touchdown that provided the margin of victory. The word often used to describe Swann as a wide receiver was balletic. Imagine how it felt to be Terry Bradshaw in the huddle, knowing he had Swann and Stallworth to throw to, and if anything went sideways, he had the steel curtain to get the ball back to him.
Well, and then he can hand it to Franco Harris. A lot of Hall of Famers. Tony, it makes me angry that people have to reduce sports to numbers, and they're not discerning enough to look at the catches we just looked at, among others, of Lynn Swann and understand, oh my God, he was like a bird. Yeah. He's great.
Yeah.
People aren't, they're not smart enough as observers anymore to do that. Oh, we gotta have numbers. He didn't have that many catches. Get out of here.
Happy anniversary, Peyton Manning. On this day 8 years ago, the future Hall of Famer and Manning Cast co-host announced his retirement after 18 seasons and two Super Bowl wins, one in Indianapolis, one in Denver. The Broncos have not been back to the playoffs since Manning left. Jeff Legwald of ESPN points out their quarterbacks have been Paxton Lynch, Brock Osweiler, Drew Locke, Trevor Siemian, Case Keenum, Joe Flacco, Teddy Bridgewater, Brandon Allen, Whoa. Jeff Driscoll, and Brett Rippon. Then they used five draft picks, including two first rounders and $242 million on Russell Wilson. And none of it has worked. None of it. They bet their cap and their future, and they lost.
Tony, I guess there's some irony there because the Denver Broncos are John Elway and Peyton Manning. And since then,
yeah.
that list goes on and Nothing. On and on to the break of dawn. My goodness.
No, no good. Happy trails for the rest of this season, Ben Simmons. Simmons has been shut down because of a nerve issue in his back. The former overall number one pick of the 76ers and rookie of the year played 57 games for the Nets over the last two seasons, 15 this season. In nearly 24 minutes a game this season, Simmons has averaged 6 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists, shot 58% from the floor, taking no threes. Simmons' entire career has been plagued by injuries. Next year is the final year of his 5-year, $177 million contract. This year he makes $37.9 million. Next year, $40.3. You think Russell Wilson hasn't worked out? During this contract, Simmons has missed more than 61% of the games his team has played.
Tony, it just seems like his career is lost, and it's too bad. Because Ben Simmons has obviously got a lot of talent to be selected where he was and shown the flashes at times during his career. I feel bad for him. I feel bad for guys like him and Brandon Roy, who, you know, there was great talent in their bodies, and their bodies betrayed them. What are you supposed to do about this other than feel bad?
He gets 8 rebounds a game in 22
yes.
minutes a game.
Amazing.
He can assist. He can do a lot. He can't shoot
long,
and he can't shoot from the foul line, but he's got talent. He was rookie of the year.
Yeah.
And it's down the drain, Mike.
Awful.
It's down the drain. Let's go to the big finish if we could. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette says the Steelers plan to meet with Russell Wilson before the start of free agency next week.
Yes.
You think that's a good fit,
it's
right?
a great fit.
Yeah.
That's the fit. That's it. Come on, Mike Tomlin, get him directed. The Broncos today cut Pro Bowl safety Justin Simmons. Does that make sense to you?
They have no cap room because of the Wilson contract. They have nothing they can do. Mike Woodson will reportedly return as Indiana head coach next season.
Good.
Are you surprised by that?
Well, Tony, they've won 3 in a row. They're 9-10 in the Big Ten. They got a must game maybe against Michigan State that may have a must game. Get off Woody. They could get to the tournament. Get off my man. Rafael Nadal pulled out of Indian Wells. Your thoughts?
Okay. Every time we mention Rafael Nadal in the last 3 months, he's pulling out of another tournament. Let him go to the French, where he's won a million times. See if there's anything left.
Might
and then
done.
Shut it down, Mike.
Yep.
Then shut it
I'm
down.
Afraid so.
Last one, Lionel Messi in Miami take on Nashville tonight in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. Are you intrigued?
Not really, Tony, but I'll tell you what's more than intriguing. Eric Gomez has this piece on this network about jersey swapping with Messi, where other players go get Messi's jersey, and they're so overwhelmed at having it. Some guys don't know whether to smell the jersey or not after they get it. It's a fascinating piece, Tony. That intrigues me.
Yeah. As they said in Spinal Tap, smell the glove. We're out of time. We'll try to do better the next time. Emily Mackay, shout out. Bronze in the World Indoors.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. I don't want to smell anybody's jersey.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.